At a recent Monday night in Nordheim, a town of 300 about 75 miles southeast of San Antonio, neighbors are gathering at the old dance hall, the Nordheim Shooting Club. But this isn't for a night of boot scootin'. They're here to organize against what they see as an environmental threat to their town and their way of life. Two massive fracking waste disposal pits, one 200-acre site and another 575 acres, are being proposed for right outside of town. Jim Fulbright is a local rancher.
They're going to dump liquid oil field waste. Ben, all of the chemicals that has to do with fracking, all the chemicals that have to do with just oil field drilling, not necessarily fracking. And they have these byproducts of drilling that are not reusable, not recyclable. They have to do something with it. And I got no problem with them doing something with it, but I just don't want them doing it in my yard. And that's basically what they are here.
If approved by the Texas Railroad Commission, the regulatory agency for all things oil and natural gas in Texas, the 200-acre plot would be a quarter mile from the town. The waste facility would have up to 8 open pits lined with plastic and 25 feet deep. The pits are open to the air, and the fracking waste is allowed to evaporate, and the toxic chemicals are oxidized by the sunlight. What's left behind is a thick, viscous goop that's mixed in with soil.
And so all of this, these volatile chemicals are putting these pits to evaporate. When they're letting these things mature, for lack of a better word, these fumes are going into the air. And if you've ever been around an oil rig or one of these waste dumps, there ain't no Chanel number 5 there. It all stinks.
Nordheim is in DeWitt County, bordering Karnes and Gonzales counties, the most productive area in the Eagle Ford Shale play. Drive along the highway here and you'll see multiple oil rigs, along with pump jacks and giant flares burning off unwanted natural gas, and waste water injection wells, where the produced water from fracking is pushed deep underground. But you'll also see the benefits of the Eagle Ford boom, new construction, commerce, and evidence that mineral rights owners are getting checks and investing their new wealth back into their land, clearing brush, putting up new fences, and fancy ranch gates.
I am not against fracking. I am not against the oil and gas industry. It's necessary. The country needs the energy. The state is deriving a lot of revenue out of this, and the local people here are getting some revenue. Granted, but we don't want this thing where they're proposing to locate it.
But the location makes sense from the perspective of the business that's building the facility, San Antonio-based Petro Waste Environmental. The proposed site has close proximity to the major activity in the Eagle Ford Shale and good highway access. Nordheim sits on State Highway 72, one of the major east-west thunder roads of the Eagle Ford. However, people like Lynn Jansen, who lives near Nordheim, don't think that just because of their location that they should become collateral damage for the Eagle Ford Shale boom.
It's not fair, and it's not moral to do this to your neighbor.
In her garage, Jansen has set up multiple posters on easels with satellite photographs of the area where the waste pits could be built. She's also helped organize Nordheim into the group Concerned About Pollution, or CAP. She's a retired school teacher, and late in life, she's found a new calling, a reluctant environmental activist.
Never in my wildest dream did I think I'd have anything like this, because people go away to make money, and then some of them come back here because of the quiet, the peace, the rest, and that you could have here. Only in small towns across Texas is that possible.
Concerned About Pollution has been busy protesting the waste sites. They have hired a lawyer and an expert in petrochemicals to help represent their side to the Railroad Commission. But Jansen admits it's a David versus Goliath challenge. She's heard the stories of how the Railroad Commission is beholden to the oil industry for campaign contributions and is known to cave in to industry pressure.
Those stories are quite prevalent now. That's an entrenched idea. But on the other hand, you know, if we still believe in democracy and people doing the right thing, you just have to hope and pray that they will, in this case, do the right thing.
Tomorrow morning, the residents of Nordheim will attend a hearing at the Railroad Commission in Austin looking to convince the state to deny the permits for the fracking waste disposal pits. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.